AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means the Greenwich Real Estate Report. I'm joined on the line by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2020 GAR President John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Well,
doing well.
How are you?
Doing okay. That was one of those Zoom things where everybody kind of talks at the same time. Stacy, these are really like the first numbers we're going to get in from the heart of the coronavirus shutdown. Tell us how the numbers were for the real estate market in April.
Yeah, so April was definitely the first month that we kind of really saw an impact from coronavirus. As you remember, in March we had most of the month operated normally, and then it was kind of the end of the month that was affected, but not enough for it to really show in the statistics. But now what we're seeing is we saw 34 single-family residential closings this past April, not that far off from last April 2019, but if you remember, we also had a very slow start to the year in 2019, so it's not a great benchmark. But regardless, the single-family home price, median sale price, was around $1.7 million, which is down from $2.3 as of April 2019. The average days on market are 300 days right now, which was an increase from 194 days. What that shows us is that inventory that has been on the market for a while is now selling. So that's a really good sign. There's activity picking up for homes that may not have been seeing activity before. And just to give a little bit of an indicator for what we're anticipating in May, we've already got 33 single-family home closings reported for May so far. So we're already anticipated to beat April throughout the month of May, which is great because we've also had restrictions in place throughout all of May. So we're excited to see where that goes. For condos and co-ops, we had 11 condo and co-op closings, which was a slight decrease when there were 17 closings in April 2019. The sale price increased to $940,000, up from the median sale price in 2019, which was $712,000. And the average days on market was 162, which was an increase from 143 days in April 2019. Pending sales right now for single-family homes, 45, and for condos and co-ops, 18.
Okay, so that looks pretty strong for May, as you mentioned. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Stacy hit it. April was a flat month, and we're keeping that in perspective as we compared that to 2019. Within the town-wide transactions, Greenwich was off actually 25% with only 17 transactions, but Old Greenwich, which we continued to talk about last year, was actually up 100% in April with 10 transactions. And where that puts us for the year is 137 single-family homes have sold year-to-date, and at this point last year we had 109. So we're up 23%. But what we really are looking at is the benchmark of 2018, and we were right on par with 2018 prior to going into the month of April. And at this point, we're down 12% from April year-to-date. As far as dollar volume goes, April had $62 million worth of transactions. That was down 40% from $104 million last April. But as Stacy said, the median price was off this month, 24%, and that had a lot to do with it. And as Stacy stated, as we're now following weekly numbers and May is off to a strong start, the pendings during the month of April was actually quite low. So we were off 50% in number of new transactions within the month of April 2020 versus 2019. but we are hoping to make that up quickly. As Stacey also touched upon with the 300 days and on market, it's showing that our existing inventory that's been on is moving. And that really talks about one of the deficiencies that we're seeing, and this has been directly related to COVID, is the lack of new listings. So, for instance, in April, we only had 80 new single-family residences listed. And in April of 19, we had 183, so it's 100 less. And year-to-date, we're off about 28% in terms of new inventory, and the current active inventory is off about 25% as well.
All right, let's talk now about the reopening. Everybody knows it took place yesterday on a limited basis. Stacey, what's this mean for the real estate market then?
So real estate was actually deemed essential from the beginning of the pandemic and the executive orders. So with that, real estate activities have been able to move forward throughout all of this, but just with modifications for the safety of, you know, the public at large. So really nothing changes as a result of yesterday's reopening for real estate agents. You know, there are some restrictions in terms of what they can do in their offices, but in terms of operating in the field, they're still expected to wear face masks and take proper cleaning and disinfecting precautions in homes, and to continue limiting any groups in homes. So as a result of that, the open houses are still suspended through our MLS right now, meaning, and that's just purely to avoid having any large gatherings in any given area.
So would there be virtual open houses then have been conducted?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of our members are getting really comfortable with virtual open houses. They can be hosted through a number of ways, whether it's FaceTime or a Zoom call or Facebook Live. A lot of great content is coming out in terms of the marketability of properties because of video. So it's really interesting to see, and it's great because it really has allowed our market to continue moving during this time.
Mm-hmm. I know you want to talk about the new website. I want to ask one other question, though, just for some perspective.
Sure.
and context for the numbers in April, 34 this year, 35 last year. Is that right? I've got that right. Okay. Now, what would an average April, though, in a decent year be, say, 2018? What were the numbers there?
We'd be closer to 50.
50, okay.
To put it in closer. I think we're gonna have a real good opportunity to make up some of these numbers. And as we look at the market demand that's out there, we talked last month a lot about the rental market, and that has been continuing, and the short-term rental, which now extended through the summer. But the reality is people are going to need to make decisions about housing after September. And we've seen that recently with a continuation of rentals for long-term rentals, and now a real uptick in purchasing and contract negotiations. When you look at the upward pressure and pricing of the rental market, and you factor in the cost of monies, it's in some ways cheaper to purchase. And that obviously is making the assumption that people have a certain amount of equity to put down. But the market in the price range up to $3.5 million for moving condition has been very, very strong over the last number of weeks, and we're seeing that inch up in dialogue continuing out through the entire market, and that's very encouraging.
All right. And finally, Stacey, I know you want to talk about the new website.
Yeah. So same web address, greenwichrealtors.com, but we've made some massive improvements to it. A couple of things that are really great for the public to know about is our enhanced property search functionality. So the public is actually able to search all active inventory from the MLS. So it's there available. You can start your home search there and then contact your local realtor to get more information about a property. There's great resources for buyers and sellers about the home buying, home selling process, and a little bit more information about how to pick the right realtor for you, and how to, there's a directory of all of our local real estate experts for the public to get in touch with. So we're really excited about it, and we hope everybody checks it out.
Okay. Was this a result of the pandemic, or was this happening anyway?
No, this was a very long-term project for us that we've been working on for a while, and we just so happened to be able to launch during the pandemic, which included in this launch was also a bunch of other member-facing tools. We have a new statistics product for our member and a couple of other kind of online networking tools for them. So it's been kind of a good time for us to launch it while people are, for the most part, home and able to spend a little bit more time on their computers and devices playing around with the tools.
All right, great. Stacy, thanks very much for your time. Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors 2020, President John McEntee. Thanks, John. Also, have a great day. We'll talk next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Look forward to it. Okay. WGCH News Center time, 8:32. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. We get them the third Thursday of each month.